The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules, and I'm so happy that you could be with us as we rock the New Year's in with the very, very special Law of Attraction Talk Radio show. Last week, we talked to very popular YouTube astrologer Kelly Rosano about 2015, and that astrologically, it is all about the entrepreneur, as well as the individual. So I thought it would be fantastic if we could bring back on energy healer Jimmy Mack to release any and all blocks surrounding you, your business, your finances, your health and energy, and especially your well-being, so that you can accomplish everything that you want to during the year 2015. This is the year that will change your life, so let's make it good, shall we? On top of all that, I want to first talk to you about something that has been coming up for many people, many of my clients, and I thought it was time to say that if you are a listener of Law of Attraction Radio Network, then congratulations. You are the ones that we have been waiting for because, well, quite truthfully, you are a nonconformist. How many people have you tried to tell about the Law of Attraction and they look at you like you were a bona fide crazy person? Well, let me just tell you that you're not crazy. You knew ever since you were young that something that society was telling you wasn't quite right. Remember when you got a good grade because you colored inside the lines? Remember how they made you feel bad if you didn't do your homework? We always wondered what was wrong with us because it just didn't make any sense. We were actually punished for daydreaming. What? Daydreaming? That's the thing that life is made out of and creation is born from. Wow. Let's make 2015 the year that we feel thankful that we are not followers because, quite simply, we know our personal power. We are not here so much to fall in line, but to think outside of the box, to create, to love, to understand the power that we were born with. Yes. Do you realize that the American spirit was built around knowing our personal power to create that which we thought? Somehow we fell into the trap that if we didn't conform, we wouldn't be liked or appreciated or even loved. So in 2015, we are going to bring back our power of being an entrepreneur, and we're going to let it go around the world. This is your year to dream and create. This is your year. So thank you for allowing me to bring this information to you. Thank you for listening, because today and for the rest of the year, you and I are changing the world. And I am so proud of you that you didn't color inside the lines. I am so proud of you that you knew something was off. I am so proud of you that you choose your personal power over something or the government taking your power from you. You are the ones I've been waiting for. And I am so grateful that you and I together will be changing the world. Now, I also want to mention that there is still time to sign up for a free subscription of Law of Attraction Magazine by going to lawofattractionmagazine.net. And while you're there, read the two other issues. You're going to love it. Sign up and receive the February 1st issue featuring Greg Braden, Dr. Joe Dispenza, Joe Vitale, Dr. Bruce Lipton, just to name a few. And just remember, go to lawofattractionmagazine.net and join us and learn all about the science behind the law of attraction. So without further ado, let's welcome back Jimmy Mack.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Jay Warren here, professional basketball player and entrepreneur. And I want to give a testimonial for a good friend of mine, Jules Johnson. I call her a good friend because before I had met her, I've been listening to her Law of Attraction radio show for over 2 years. Just the information she shared on her show was amazing that I had to connect and reach out to this woman. After I reached out to her, we spoke, I had a conversation, and she suggested some sessions to me. And just with those couple of sessions that she has gave me, I've seen the dramatic results in my life. It's been mind-blowing on just what a couple of sessions with her have done for me. You know, she's very humble, she's very honest, but she knows her information. She knows the law of attraction, and she knows the barriers that are keeping you from moving forward in your life. If you're a big believer in the law of attraction, hypnosis, whatever, I highly suggest Jill Johnson for you, because she will definitely lead you down the path that you need to go. So thanks again, Jules. I love you very much. Take care. Bye.
Well, welcome back, Jimmy Mack, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I am thrilled that you're the first guest of the year, that we can all begin 2015 with a roar.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, I love it. We got such tremendous response from the last show. So I know that you have helped a lot of people. So because 2015 is the year of the entrepreneur and the year of the individual, we know that this is the year in which we really need to focus on our power. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Yeah, that and I think financial gain, success, and just all the areas of our lives. We'll see what we can turn up today for everybody and empower everybody to move forward.
Great. Okay. So we're on video. We're going to be on YouTube if people want to watch the show. But we're also, of course, on the 38 internet radio stations and iHeart and everywhere. So no matter what, you'll be able to hear this. I will again be the conduit. Do you want to explain that to everybody, Jimmy?
Absolutely, you bet. And so for everybody listening, obviously, if you want to tune into this, we're going to work through you and obviously through spirit. But we'll go ahead and change a whole bunch of things as quickly as we can go and see what we can get away with in our time to maximize it all for you and everybody who's listening. So, you know, if they don't want the change, they don't have to have it. But you know, ultimately, we're looking for the highest and best and just basically deleting out a ton of negative stuff and programming that we all have. I call it from the big three. It would be from politics, society, and religion. It's nothing like our family to nail down some negative belief programming for us, DNA on a million different levels, right? Everybody's said that. It's kind of the old joke, you can choose your friends and not your family, right? So that having been said, any of this is going to just delete out negative. It's kind of like deleting out the cookies on the computer or web browsing history. That's the easiest way to tell people. And then we want to download pretty much Jules 2.0 and, you know, whoever's listening, 20.0 if we can go there. So
What does that mean? 20 point. What are you
referring
to? Oh,
I'm just being funny, just as far as the downloads go, and you know, you forever have to update software, right? There you go. So we go ahead and update it, and yeah, and download some better software and programming. They delete out the old programs and bring in some new ones that are faster, deeper, cheaper, and that's where we need to be.
Okay. Now we can listen to this as many times as we need to.
Yes.
Right?
Kind of my joke about it is one time should do the trick, but it's not going to hurt you. If you have already deleted out the negative piece, it's fine. It's not going to come back from my experience, but the more positive ones, it just is a reinforcement. So, yeah, absolutely. Listen to it, watch it as many times as you need to, or people end up usually fast forwarding to different sections. And certainly we'll cover some success pieces today and some money. And, you know, got to jump into the money because, hey, that's okay. Don't be ashamed of that. Go for it all, you know.
Yeah, right. Hey, we're human.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just go back into your background a little bit just for the people who are tuning in for the first time. And I know that a lot of people are going to be sharing this with friends and family.
Sure, sure.
That's how people are, which is wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about you, your background, how you got in to doing this long distance healing. I know that you're really into metaphysics and have studied it for so long.
Sure, sure. I was actually brought up very Western, very medical, very Episcopalian even. Robin Williams used to call Episcopal Catholic light. So, you know, the whole paparazzi and the circumstance and the flags and the burning of incense and candles and what have you. And so that's kind of what I grew up into. But by the time I hit college, I was like, wow, really exploring religion courses and psychic phenomenon. I visited all the spiritualist churches and just felt like that was a much more resonant piece for me. And so the more I studied, the more I wanted to study and took everything you could ever dream up, psychic development, of course, and Reiki, reconnective healing, theta healing, matrix energetics, UN method, access consciousness, a little bit of everything, ascension with the monks, did all those types of things and just gobbled it up and, you know, sat at the feet of a lot of pretty famous people. So, but over time, I developed my own piece that I felt went a whole lot faster, deeper, cheaper, you know, easier for people to digest, if you will. So I think the premise of three things is if you can get your head around the fact that everything is energy, the wind underneath the dove's wings, the wind underneath the jet plane, plants, us, it's all energy. Second is to come up with a way to test yes or no. A lot of people are hung up on the question and questioning everything, but I would say I would steer more towards a statement, an affirmative statement, and then that's going to test yes or no. So whether you're using dowsing rods or a pendulum or muscle testing, plaque kinesiology, heavy light, however you need to get there, if you're clear enough to get clear answers of yes or no, then the third piece would just empower you to change it. If you can figure out how to start changing things energetically, then kind of the joke is pretty soon, if you play with it long enough, it starts playing with you. And that's where we want to be. Okay.
Start playing with you. That sounds like a great place for 2015. All right.
That's where we need to be. Yep, definitely.
Okay.
So what we'll do is we can have you stand up and rock some stuff out. We can use your pendulum. It's however you want to do, and we'll go from there. We'll start out with you standing up, and all we're doing is going through you as the conduit.
Okay.
We're going to have you face due north and just rock some things out. And do some simple ones.
Forgive my hands. Okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
Start with my name is Jewel. It should pull you forward for yes.
My name is Jules. Yep.
You feel that going forward. But if you say my name is Nemo the fish, it should pull you backwards.
My name is Nemo the fish. Whoa.
Feel the difference? Yeah. I know it's crazy, right? I'm never used to it, but it's fun. So I want to go ahead and clear you out and then obviously work on the people that whoever's listening. And we just want to empower and download that whomever is listening and enjoying this and really looking for change, that that's going to happen for them and delete out all the negative, weak issues and download only the most positive, strong pieces that we can bring into them. So let's start with you're clear and they're all clear. It's going to be no to yes and change. It'll pull you forward when it comes in. And it'll just be, I am clear. And there you go. And that's for you and the whole group. And that's whomever's listening and whoever will listen. And the second one I do every day on myself. And it doesn't matter if they're famous movie stars, I still do the same thing. And it would be, I am unclear.
I am unclear.
And that should be known. It's pulling you back to know. And the third one is, I'm running forward.
I am running forward. Oh, yeah.
And that's yes. And that's awesome. So clear compromises. It comes up with a lot of different things. It's all the negative stuff. Unclear is the negative stuff we didn't pick up with clear. And then running forward is as if you and I sat in your car and talked about going to the mall for 5 hours, but we didn't put it in drive. So we're not going to make it to the mall. So I really want to load everybody in for 2015, have it be at a place where everything's moving forward and we're at least inside the football field of life, if you will. Because talking about it won't get us there. Even the affirmations, if we're not totally lined up with every word of that, that's like throwing rocks at the moon. You know, you've got to be in a place where you're actually clear enough and lined up with those statements enough so that everything starts to congeal and come forward. So the first thing that comes to mind, they're kind of whispering in my ear, would be to work on good fortune for everyone. So we're just going to download a whole lot of good fortune for 2015.
All right, bring it on, honey.
Yeah, there you go. And it's going to pull you forward when it comes in for you and everybody else.
Good fortune. Oh, that is very strong.
Awesome. And that's for you and everybody else, of course, if they were listening. And the second thing they're talking about really are switches. Those are some of my favorites to change on people. And whether you believe in good luck, bad luck, it doesn't matter. We've heard enough of it throughout our lives that it does have an impact. So I would start out with my bad luck switch is turned off, and we'll test through you and everybody else that's listening.
Now, do we need to say this? Are you saying
it? Won't matter. I'm saying it for you. They're hearing it, and you're hearing it, and Spirit's hearing it, and everybody's listening is going to be hearing it. So it's okay. They don't even need to repeat it, or they can if they want. Okay. So it'll be my bad luck switch is turned off, and that test is yes for you, which is great, and we're going to make sure that downloads for everybody else too. And the next one I would do is my good luck switch is turned on, and that's yes. Feel that's wild, right? So we're going to make sure that comes through for everybody else that's listening as well. Awesome. And I know you had some different pieces you wanted to work on.
Yes.
As far as the year goes.
Yeah, because it is the year of the entrepreneur, the year of the individual. So what I would like is for everybody to realize their power individually. Okay.
Awesome. So let's make it safe and comfortable for everyone to realize that they can tap into limitless, awesome power now. There you go.
Yeah.
And that's bringing that in for you and everybody else that ever views the video or hears the sound of our voices. Awesome. And what else comes up for you? I could go all day, so.
Oh, okay. Well, let's start with being the creative force. Okay. Of our reality.
I would tap into that, that we're actually all able to tap into the creative force that would shape and mold our reality in a more positive way.
Love it.
There it goes. Awesome. Yep. So we'll bring that in for everybody too. That can only help.
Ooh, that's powerful. I'm getting goosebumps down my back.
Yeah, it's a good thing. That's a good thing, I promise.
Okay, and another thing is, I'm still getting those chills down my back. It's wonderful. Another thing is to have the eyes fully open to recognize all the wonderful opportunities flowing to us.
Nice, and we'll say no to yes and change for that, and just delete out anything that's blocking it, and erase that and take it out, and download it as positive yes for you and everybody else.
There it goes.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah, the one that I would parallel to that, and that's an awesome one, and the one I would throw in with it is I'm fully engaged in life. So let's put that in there as well.
There you go. That is really heavy.
It's different.
That is really good.
Again,
that's forceful.
Yeah, and it's beyond just you now, because we're tapping into whoever's going to watch it and whoever's going to listen. So it might feel a little more muddy for you, or a little bit kind of like wading through the bog and waders, but it's because
it's so
strong. I
keep on getting mm-hmm. yes. I mean, I keep on going forward. It's like it's not stopping. I keep on going.
Yeah, and so that's a good thing.
Woo!
Yeah. And we're going to exponentially just really gear it up, so whoever listens to it for forever, it'll always change and take off the negative and download more positive.
Great.
In fact, what they're saying is ultimately we want everybody to be forever changed in a positive way for having listened to or viewed this video. Thank you. Here we go. We'll bring that in for you too.
Mm.
Awesome. Cool.
I love it. How about imagination? That we can fully engage in our imagination to dream, to visualize.
Love that. Let's just drop that in now and part of the creative process. There it goes. Awesome. We're going to take out anything that's blocking that from occurring too.
Ooh, that's powerful.
The next thing they're talking about too is so many times so many people feel shut down by relatives, friends, the naysayers, their bosses, their whoever that says, oh, that's, you know, crazy, you can't do that. And I think of the guys that came up with the new little GoCam camera, you know, and now he's like a billionaire, right? And I'm sure he heard from a dozen people, that's just the stupidest thing ever. Nobody's going to buy that, right? So I really want people to be in that place where, hey, if you have this crazy idea, it's okay, you know, and you really need to blaze a different trail and be okay with that. I want to be on that road less traveled and see what else shows up, and a little less sheep-like and a little more entrepreneur and do your own thing. So let's just aliven and awaken those who are listening or viewing, that every day in every way they become a little more aware and more awake and more creative.
Love it. It's really, really going. Great.
Different? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming in now. Awesome.
Woo! Yeah.
There you go.
This is
good.
Great
job. Yeah.
The imagination for us to imagine the impossible. That is so mm-hmm. good.
Mm-hmm.
Energy.
Okay.
Bringing us energy of health, energy that and vitality that we can do anything that we are setting out to do.
Let's bring that in for you and everybody that's listening and everybody that ever sees this video now. And let's just increase it, make it safe and comfortable for them.
Okay, so I'm just not going once. I am going a bunch
of
times
for everybody. Yeah, you're
picking
up a million times. It's for everybody. Yeah, it's not just you. That's why. And that's okay. Yeah, and I would say to everybody too, it's winter time, it's winter solstice, just came about. It's okay. I have a little acupuncturist friend in Tampa, Florida, and she always says, you know, be okay with laying on the couch and eating chicken noodle soup and watching two movies back to back, you know. It's like we're hibernating like bears, so, you know, there's a season for everything. So, you know, during cold and flu season especially, just be more gentle with yourself and more patient. I want to bring in patience for everybody too, because it's such a hurried world, right? So let's bring that in, safe and comfortable to have patience with ourselves and everybody else we interact with. There you go.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's going to help us out a lot.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yeah, yeah. Just the, that's a really great point. The ease of life. We kind of need to stop and smell the roses.
Yes, very
and
much.
It's like quit making it so tough. Just relax.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Yeah, it's been a hurry, hurry, hurry time of year too. Frantic, and you drop in the seasons and everything else. I'll tell you two quick funny stories that come to mind. I went to my little public supermarket, and there's one way in and then one way out. And there was a lady coming out with her. She was coming out the end door. I'm walking in the end door. And then I thought, well, I'm not going to be an imposition to her, so I'm moving around to the outdoor and sliding in, walking through there. And she moved around there, and she's like, I moved just for you. You know, it's like, really, lady? It's like, I'm here every day of my life. I've never seen you before, but you moved just for me. What, to do the right thing? You know what I mean? And so it's just funny. And then my second funny story is I sat at the same stoplight here in my neighborhood for 50 years, right? And so I back way up because trucks and on a certain turn. And if you're way up towards the stoplight, you can plan on getting hit or having a problem. So I always park way back. And so here comes this guy, and he literally is speeding around the turn. He would have hit me if I pulled forward. And he hangs his head out the window and goes, you need to pull up. And it's like, well, if I pulled up, you would have hit me, right? Genius. I've been here. I've been at this stoplight, you know, since before you knew how to drive, you know. So that's kind of my joke. It's like, that's how hurried and crazy some people can be. And you just have to laugh about all that and ignore it and just keep moving and just do your thing, you know, and be okay with that, because there's just, you know, it's wild and crazy everywhere. But just if you will stay true to you and just stay on your path, if you want to be doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, artist, whatever it may be, and just keep at that and producing and moving and grooving forward in life, it'll come to you. It really will. You'll wear it down. It won't wear you down. Yeah.
Good advice. Good advice. And speaking of that, you know, we have a lot of negative things that we're being told by the powers that be, by the government, by the news reports and everything. Can we just kind of be immune from all of that? Because it doesn't really matter what they say. We don't have to conform to it, right?
That's true. Yeah, it's very true. It's a fear-mongering world, if we can, on many levels there, morphic field, if you will. It's like, you don't want to ever fight the FDA, the EPA, the government, the whatever. It's just too big of a field. It's silly. So you want to have the best life you can have without cowering underneath the couch and watching the news and being scared of who cares whatever's going on somewhere. And it's not that we don't want to, we're not empathetic. You want to be at that place, though, where we pray for them globally, but you certainly want to act locally and be more about yourself, your family, and be okay with that, friends and family and the rest of it. My oldest son flies helicopters for Black Ops and the SEAL teams and all that, and they have what they call the 3-foot rule. It's they couldn't care less about anything that isn't 3 feet around them when they're in the worst possible conditions. It's like, you got to just be concerned about what's 3 feet around you, and that is it until we're out of that, right? So that's kind of the attitude you want to keep. So let's do that. Let's drop in immunity from, really, you know, we're never going to be totally immune to it, as much as we want to be safe and comfortable regardless of what we hear or see. So let's bring that in. There you go. And ultimately, we want to be able to stay on our own path, our own track, and to make progress every day in our lives. For body, mind, spirit, relationships, money, health, and well-being, all that. Let's bring that in too. There you go.
Definitely.
Yeah. And that's for everybody else too, is the second one you're getting there. That's awesome. Yeah, because ultimately it's all going to go on. It's been going on since the beginning of time. It just, with today and Twitter and Fox News and just all this stuff, it just comes in that much faster, you know? Years ago, we wouldn't know about an airplane crash halfway around the world. Now we're hearing about it every 10 minutes of what's the update, you know? And so I think the secret too is, I call it, you want to be somewhat, the Buddha would say, be an observer of the play, not the participant. So we'll make it safe and comfortable for us to observe that without being drawn into it.
Oh, I love it. That's powerful.
Yeah. That is, and the other one, the other one I would do for that would help a lot, I think, would be to release the need to be overly informed about the world. How you like that? So we'll just release that, because right now that may be yes for a lot of people, and that's going to drop you back when it leaves. So when it's going forward, it's grabbing it, and it's going to pull you straight back and dump it out. There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. So we just don't want to be at a part, I think, where that's our part-time job is the news. You know, you need only watch the news and see all the drug commercials and the rest of it, to know that they're just bombarding us with, you know, stuff fear. They want to fear and bombarding us with how they would like for everybody to think and do and be and the rest of it. So
that's great that we get rid of the fear that they, in which everything can control us other than we are able to control ourselves. And so that's what you're really doing for us, allowing us to be in control of our own thoughts and our own mind, irregardless of what's going on.
What's going on, and still kind of be at that place where you have that Zen peace, that place of neutrality where everything just kind of melts off of you, because the rest of it's kind of a snowball or a mud fight, if you will, but you want to be able to dust yourself off, get cleaned up, and keep moving.
Okay, look, what about through the collective consciousness, which we're doing right now? We're connecting with people all over the world.
Sure.
What if we brought in this peace factor, that we're in this peace, because this collective consciousness then will even triple and multiply, keep on going and expanding to everyone? So wouldn't this be the ultimate, to do the collective consciousness right now? What do you think?
That's fine. We'll tap into it and bring in peace and joy for the season, and prosperity and laughter and entertainment too.
Laughter and fun.
Let's bring in the fun. I love fun. Got to be more about fun. That's for sure. We're all way too serious.
Woo!
There you go.
That's really going.
It's a good place to be. Awesome.
Yeah, a peaceful year. Prosperous, abundant, just having a great old time, releasing the fear, because we don't need the fear, only in a dire emergency. Mm-hmm. So, and that's the thing, the fear today is so overwhelming with everything. And really, we're only supposed to be feeling it once in a great while, not every single minute of the day.
Well, I think, and it numbs people out over time too. And, you know, in this generation, if you will, more and more people, you look on Facebook or wherever, and, you know, the kids, they're just literally living in their phones and texting and less engaged in life, less engaged with each other. And so in so much as we possibly can, when you get a chance to take a break, it's nice just to have conversation at dinner and put the phone away and go to movies and enjoy each other.
So is that something that we need to put in, the fact that we don't have to depend so much on technology? We can get back to the basics?
I would drop in that all of our communications is filled with grace and ease. Mm. We'll change that from no to yes for you and everybody else. There you go. Make it safe and comfortable. Yeah. And I also want to go back to prosperity, which would be that we prosper one another. So we'll drop that in. Yeah.
Oh, that's a big one. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. And the more we can really help contribute, whatever word you want to use, to others, I find joy in that. I find the ability to make things that much better for ourselves.
Yeah. You know, if we could be, because it's the year of the entrepreneur, to change the way we think about business, in that everything that we produce is for the well-being of others.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's like a contribution to others, definitely.
We're of
service.
Whether
it's a product or a service, or I don't care if you're making a product or a widget or providing a service, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, if you're in a cubicle, whatever, it doesn't matter. You still want to have that contribution towards others. And I would add to that too, pretty much the happiest, most well-adjusted people I see are people that have a variety of different things. So, you know, be okay with gardening, be okay with bowling, be okay with being mom, dad, whatever it is you are, wearing all those hats, and do a little bit of everything and dabble. And if you can do that, you can be infinitely better off. Every day of my life and my practice and what I do, people go, what's my divine purpose? I'm like, I don't know. What do you like to do? Be a bowler. I don't, you know, play tennis, be an artist, play the trumpet. It's whatever brings you joy, you know, so be more in that. And in fact, be more about a little bit of everything and helping and contributing to others and just doing that all the way to the door. And that'll make a difference.
Be the light.
Mm-hmm.
Shine the light.
Yes. And we're bringing all that in right now for everybody too. That's the wave you're feeling.
Yeah. You know, I've got this overwhelming sense of love.
Mm-hmm.
Just flowing through me.
Yeah.
Flowing through me. This is just great.
Love it. Let's get back to money too. And contribution of that. The next one I really want to do is I am positive. Let's bring all that in for everybody. More positive strength. There you go. Awesome. And we want them to find grace and ease in all they do and all that they experience. There you go. Awesome. The openness to all possibility and being in God's favor. There you go. And in tune with divine timing. I think that's important too. Let's bring that in. Yeah, see, it's bringing you back to no, so we're going to change it to yes for everybody.
Thank you, yeah.
Most people don't have it. That's okay, yeah. There it goes. Now you got it.
Yeah, got it.
And
isn't
I would do
that funny.
It is. It's unusual, and that's okay. You know, most people don't have it anyway. And I also want to drop in, I'm aligned with my spirit guides, angels, anybody else you want to call on. There you go. Awesome.
Woo.
And activating above and beyond all 12 strands of DNA. There you go.
Wow.
And that's going to, see, that's why you're blushing. It's funny. And they're also reminding me, too, youth and vitality. I'd like to do that, too. We want to drop in youth and vitality with our Hollywood, New York City obsessed youth and vitality world, right? There you go.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Bring it on. I love this. This is so much fun.
It's awesome. I'm glad. Yeah. And it's helpful to everybody else, too. And it's about contributing and making a difference. You want to try out your pendulum too? You can get
sure.
Yes or no answers with that. You can have a seat and we'll rock that out too.
Okay.
And I don't know what your yeses or nos are, and it's not going to matter. You don't even need to tell me, but we'll see how you test. And then we'll just have it change before your eyes too. How's that?
Okay, here we go.
All right. So let's do for you and everybody who's listening and ever watches this. I see richness, beauty, and love in all positive people, places, and things.
That's a yes.
It's already there. So now we'll change it for everybody else that's listening and watching too. And you'll see it get to be a stronger yes.
Yes. Very strong.
It's
very strong.
Right?
Yes.
Nice.
Woo!
And I would, the next one I would do is everywhere I look, I see yes, open doors and opportunity when it's a safe and appropriate place for me.
Yes.
And then we'll change it for everybody else, too, that's listening or ever watches. And you'll see it strengthen.
Yeah, that's what's amazing. It goes twice as fast.
Yeah, and that's because we're covering that many more people.
Wow.
Yeah. And I would drop in also, I realize I have the power and the ability of discernment, which is just decision-making in our lives. So we'll see how that tests out.
Oh.
No.
I'm getting a circle, which is indecisive.
Okay, so let's release anything blocking that for you, everyone that ever listens, everyone that ever sees this, and we'll change it all to yes.
There we go, yes.
Nice.
Strong. Strong.
Good. Very cool. And we'll drop in knowing when, where, how, and why to be in the moment.
To be in the moment. No.
And change all those to yes.
Circle. Well, that's a tough one. To be in the moment.
Change it. It's okay. It's going to change it to yes.
There it is. It's a big
for
swing.
Anybody that's watching too, they would get a kick out of, I'm seeing it anyway, in the top left corner of your palm tree, there's a whole blue haze going on. So that's kind of cool. So I'm watching all that right now. It's just a very energetic thing. We're just filling the whole room with more energy. A lot of people call it orbs and different light structures.
Alrighty.
So they'll see it. It's on the top left corner of your palm tree. It's very blue and almost, gosh, I'm asking them, what's the color? It's just more of a periwinkle blue instead of a green palm tree right now. That's really funny. So that's all good. All right. So I would also drop in for you and everybody that's listening and everybody ever sees this, I'm decisive about positive change in my life.
Yes.
Nice. And we'll make it even stronger for everybody that's listening or watching, and we'll go to stronger now.
Ooh. Okay.
Nice.
They got it.
And then I would drop in also for the more positive and money and abundance and all the rest of it. I'm centered and aligned body, mind, and spirit with the Creator and God, force, and all that is.
Oh my God, it's going like crazy. Oh yes. Oh yes.
Right?
Woo! Good. I love this. Oh my goodness.
The other one they're talking about, which would help you and everybody else listening, is I know when, where, how, and why to ask for what I want. So many times we don't ask for what we want or what we need or what, you know, we really desire, whatever words you want to use. It's okay. So let's make that safe and comfortable for everybody.
Ask for what we want. Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
And let's drop in the connection to the source of all that is.
The love that is all that is, yes.
And it's there now. And
oh, yeah.
I ask also for everybody to realize and treasure their divinity and bring that in.
Yep.
Nice. And, you know, people, I have clients and friends that are really hung up on gratitude and different things. And I like all that and the appreciation of it. But from my experience, and I went through near-death experiences, and I was in ICU and very ill and died on the table kind of thing several times. And my experience has been it's not that huge of a deal. They show me it's more like a gratitude and appreciation, almost like a tip we would leave. So in other words, 15 to 20% of our day. To sit around all day in gratitude, they don't even find that very necessary. Again, my experience, yeah. But certainly we want to, you know, say a little prayer before we eat or go, I'm thankful for anybody and everybody that was involved in preparing this meal for me, and hopefully it'll nurture my body, et cetera. And what they showed me over time is it's like going to the bank teller and, you know, we make a little deposit or we make a withdrawal, and it's that mechanical in an ethereal way. But if we sat there and told the teller, you know, we're just so thankful for you, we just love you, and she'd come back on that little, press that button and go, listen, do you need a pen or are you trying to make a deposit or withdrawal or what do you need, you know? So it borders on fast food without being demeaning to the universe, but that's what they're all about. It's about being helpful and contributive and go, 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 and in so much as you possibly can. And again, it's without, I'm not being slighting that in any way, but it's a very small percentage, because the less you really want to spend a percentage amount of time on that and go, yeah, I'm appreciative, I'm thankful. It's an abundant thing. I'm, you know, feel like this is fantastic. And then you move on to the next thing that's more contributing, more helpful, more loving, more kind, and making more of a product or more of a service, and you get back to doing that. So that is what I brought away from it all the way to the door. So now
okay.
I'm on fire
okay.
for, you know, helping and contributing everybody and anybody. And yeah, they're going to say thank you and they're appreciative and they give gratitude and all that, but it's a very small fraction of it.
So you're saying that it's not really necessary for us to spend the majority day in gratitude, just to acknowledge it and then go on to our life's purpose and contribute the best that we can contribute.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Okay.
And that's it. You're only going to say thank you and I'm appreciative. You know, it would be like forever praying over your breakfast, lunch, or dinner, not eating it. It's going to get cold. It's going to go bad.
Great analogy right there. That's great.
There you go. And again, I'm not putting it down. It's definitely necessary, but it's a much smaller. It's somewhere in the teens is what they've showed me. It's somewhere in the high teens percentage of your time. So hopefully that'll help everybody too.
So you're saying the percentage of time mm-hmm. is what we're supposed to be doing on the, this is what we're supposed to be concentrating on, is our contribution.
Yes. Yes. To be helpful, to be contributing, doing what you're doing, which is getting it out to the world to help and contribute to others and to shed light on what all else is possible. And for me, helping medical, intuitive wise, and spiritual life coaching wise, JimmyMackHealing.com. Everybody pretty much knows that. And,
yeah. And
you want to be in that place. Yeah, my books, my MP3s, all of these things are just a mass contribution of go, 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 better, better, better.
You've got a lot of those too. You've got a lot of those. So you're doing your life's purpose. So let's go to another level. Even the homeless person may be doing their own life's purpose by giving us valuable information without us really realizing it.
That's true. I would say to my mentor and dear friend, he used to use this as an analogy, and people will chuckle over this, and he would say to you, the worst that could happen is you lose everything, you roam the streets at night, you die face down in the gutter, and you still get to go to heaven. So that's a good way of doing it.
Can we just talk about your near-death experience again? Because we talked about this last month, but you did not have the average life experience or the after-death experience. Explain to us that one more time.
Never saw a white light, never saw a little baby Jesus, never saw any of that. My brother died, drugs and alcohol. He was gorgeous. He was big as a door, and he looked like Tom Cruise, only taller, minus the $500 million in Scientology. But never saw him, never saw any of those things. What I saw, what I felt I was going up into looked like deep inner space. It looks more like the Hubble Space Telescope pictures. And I thought I was nuts. And so every night in ICU, I was coding out and dying and coming out of my body and going up into that. So that was my experience. And the sounds are surreal. The colors are rich beyond belief. And you never forget it. And there's nothing that compares to it. So I also felt as if they were showing me, too, it's not like I'm going to reincarnate or come back. I'm pretty much done after this. That was my personal message that came through from all that. And so now I'm really on fire to help and contribute and do all I can for any and as many people as I can for as long as I can until I draw my last breath and that's it. But that was my experience. So they're actually on covers of my books. And so that, yeah, if you go to JimmyMackHealing.com, you can scroll through there somewhere and find the books and the MP3s and different things. So I did put them on there. In fact, one of my books, I had to get permission from NASA, and actually got permission from NASA to use one of their pictures to go on my book. So how funny is that, right? But that's more what I saw. That's more what I felt, you know, what I was going up into. And it's very surreal. It's not that was my experience. That's all I can say. Oh, and I would add to that probably – 6 months after, I about thought I was nuts, you know. And what happened was I got my gallbladder taken out, and they about killed me. They gave me too much anesthesia, so I had full-blown clinical pneumonia, and I couldn't breathe. So that was a real lot of fun. So it took me about 8 weeks to get over that and zip up my fly without getting out of breath. And I did cranial sacral. I worked on myself. I did a lot of different things to get myself back online to actually being able to breathe. But about 6 months later, I found a video, the name escapes me now, and these guys actually did a video on, and they all had the same near-death experience I did.
Really?
And yeah, and so it looked like, they're showing me right now. It looks more like a kaleidoscope of colors. Remember the old kaleidoscopes, and you'd spin the different wheel and it'd show different things, and that's kind of what it looked like too. So those guys all had the same type of near-death experience, so then I felt a lot better, like I wasn't the crazy one, you know. So that was kind of reaffirming, if you will.
So when you were out there in the ethers, the emotion that you felt...
It's just bliss. You don't want to come back
bliss,
from that.
Bliss.
It's music. Love. It's love. It's peace. It's tranquil. It's expansive. And you feel like you're drifting out and going in a million different directions all at one time. It's beyond words. It's nothing you want to come back from. You couldn't care less about being here. You know, no disrespect to anybody here, but that's, you really don't care about being here. So you don't think about that. I mean, we mourn for others because of how we feel and our loss of them. But whoever's laying in the casket or who is cremated or what have you is, trust me, they're in bliss. You know, they're beyond words.
Isn't that wonderful?
Come back to visit. Yeah. So it's amazingly cool.
So when you were experiencing that, what made you come back? How did you know you were supposed to come back?
I think they yanked me back in, and for whatever reason, I'm supposed to be here to do this. If I'd gone on, oh well. But I just feel like it was kind of Jimmy Mack 2.0, if you will. And so I came back recharged, and it took me at least 3 months to get back to where I was walking, talking, and being okay with it all. Prior to that, by the way, I'd never been in the hospital, never broke a bone, never had an issue, nothing, zero, zilch. So working on clients all over the world and being a medical intuitive and doing this type of thing and being a spiritual life coach, if you will, I mean, it certainly gave me a different perspective having spent like a week in the hospital.
Yeah.
Knowing what people go through and what they've experienced, because previously I had no experience other than visiting people. I never went through any of that.
So you were supposed to go through this life-changing event
I think
in
so.
order to facilitate you healing the planet.
Yeah. Any and as many people as we can, all the way. Yeah.
Great, great, great.
Definitely. Yeah.
We only have a couple of minutes left, but I want you to talk about your books.
Okay, sure. The first one is How to Heal Yourself and Others Now. And that's got, it's very simple. It's got a lot of different little pictures in it. It's a very short book. And the back of that is a chapter called My Liquid Fish. And that's really the most important piece you want to read. And the second one that I came up with, the book took me about 7 years to write. And that's 365. And that's also on the website. And that has daily healing stories in it and then affirmations at the bottom. And that's helpful too. And then
Oh, so with those affirmations, can we put them into words for muscle testing and have that?
Yes, very much so. And again, I love Deepak. I love Wayne Dyer. I love Louise Hay, all of them.
Me too.
But you know, unless you can say there are 7 or 10 words, I think, into infinity. And if you're lined up with 9 out of the 10 words, good luck. You're just throwing rocks at the moon. You know, you've got to really be lined up with those words and those word tracks. If you say them 9,000 times between now and the end of next year, will you line up with them? Maybe, maybe not. But the
Okay.
one way to figure this out is through muscle testing, applied kinesiology, heavy light, using a pendulum, what have you. And you can see once you hit levels of clarity whether you're even lined up with all the stuff everybody's running around saying. So you certainly want to be lined up with saying it. You know, what comes in immediately when I'm talking to you is it's like GPS. It's like if you put the wrong address in, you're going to wind up at the wrong house and it's not even where you want to be, or you're going to wind up at a restaurant instead of the movie theater.
Right,
So, same difference. And, you know, the fear-driven piece and all the stuff people are doing, a lot of times too, you know, they're so afraid of this, that, or the other thing, whether it's they don't want to drink again, they don't want to have an issue again. That's kind of a silent prayer too. So you want to stay out of that as well. But I do run down the negative as hard as I do the positive, because you want to delete all that out. And
absolutely.
the other piece I have on there are MP3s. And they're about 25, 30 minutes long. Each one of them took me about a month to come up with, over a month, really. And they include money, ideal weight for weight loss, addiction. Those are very helpful ones. And then I have pain, love, and the holidays. And so I'm going to come up with several more this month that'll be really good. So people need to look out for those. One of them will be about family. That's in the process now. Also, becoming more psychic, more intuitive. The more intuitive
Oh.
become, the better. Yeah. And then finally about jobs, relationships, work, that sort of thing, and making moves to have things work out better for people. So those are in the works right now, and
I love it.
it's coming out. Yeah.
Even more important, you do private sessions.
Yes, I
And
do all over the world.
I think that's so important because there are personal things that only the one person will know about that you can't do on a mass basis. You've got personal things that you want to work on, and you will work with people one-on-one.
Yes, definitely. And I do in person and phone in the 48 states and then Skype all over the world. So clients all over the world. So yeah. And again, words are so, you know, sometimes the words are meaningless and other times they're the most important thing we could do. And a word for me is completely different for something than you, then it's completely different for other people. And so I might say fear and you'd say afraid and somebody else would say, you know, scared. And so each one of those resonates differently and would need to be cleared. So it's very customized in a session.
Isn't that fascinating?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow, I love this. Okay, well, you know what? We are all out of time. You have done a world of good. Do you have one more that we can leave with?
Well, I would do, let's just do, they're integrated with grace and ease for everybody that's listening and everybody that ever watches it now. And we'll change that to yes for everybody.
Yes.
Assimilate it all now. And we're thankful to you too, Jules, for putting it out there to the world and for the radio network, putting it out there to the world, because we got to get the message out there and raise the vibration of everybody listening and everybody watching right now. And the more good we can do, the better off we're going to be, the less war, the less, you know, banter that goes on out there in the world. We want more peace and love and joy and acceptance and to be at that place where the vibration's cleaner. So, and you got it now.
Wonderful. That is the perfect place to leave it and the perfect place to start 2015.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you so much. I really want to encourage everyone to go get his book on how to heal. I think that is so important. And to learn the words that really affect you. This is just fantastic. Jimmy Mack. It's Jimmy with a M-A-C-K.
Right.
.com. And yep. Want to make
Mack
sure
healing.
Everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. JimmyMackHealing.com.
Okay, good. Thank you so much,
Thank
Jimmy.
You
are such a blessing to this world and to everybody listening. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you.
And to all my wonderful listeners, here we go. Rocking and rolling at the beginning of 2015. Remember the show, because this is where we have committed to take our power back and to create and thrive during 2015. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good one. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com and have a great week.